And the Gemara says, Omer Reb Yosi Bar Chanina, Umoydi Reb Lezer. Lezer agrees, though, that B'mafresh Nekeva Liyoshem, if you set aside a Nekeva for Korban Oshem, again, it's not Chal, because Oshem can only be from a Zoch and not from a Nekeva. So the Locher is, Ein B'no Korav Oshem. Let's say later that this Nekeva gives birth, and has a kid, the kid cannot be brought for an Oshem. The more pshit, of course, Ad Kan Lekom Reb Lezer Le B'mafresh Nekeva Liyolo. Reb Lezer only said that we are mafresh the mother for Korban Oilo. There is a shame oila al imoy. I think the pshat is they say because Rashi says we have before. I think because by oifos at least you could have an oila soif, and by oifos there's no aloch of a zocher. There could even be in a keva. So there is such a thing as a carbon a kedushas oila being chal upon in a keva by an oif at least. So therefore, when you makdish the behema here, even though a behema in the keva can't bring for a carbon oila. But it's called a shame kedushas oilas chal on it. So when does Reb Lezer say that the vlad could be brought only by an oila? Because on the mother it's chal a shame oiler on it. The ikis shame oil alimoy. Avagabi mafresh nekeva liyoshem. But if you set aside a female for korban oshem, the lekis shame oshem alimoy. There's no such korban oshem could be from an nekeva. The Rashi says loy matzinu oshem nekeva. Hilgach therefore lechal le shame oshem. It's not chal upon the mother all the shame oshem. So that's why it's good. The vlad is also not brought for korban. It's no stira. Reb Lezer only says it by an oila. There it is chal l'shem oila on the mother, even though it's not fit to be brought for korban now. But chal l'shem oila enough that the kid could be brought for korban oila. For an oshim that we never find by an akeva, it's not chal at all the shem oshim. Therefore, the vlad is not korv. Yeah, feel Reb Lezer might have like korv oshim, but now. So Elav, the Mor says, Elav the Ashminon, Havamina. One second, so what is the question? But that's the question. The question is, Gurb Shita, what do you have to tell it to me for? So Mor says, no. Elav, if not the Ashminon, if not that you're teaching me this, Havamina, I would have thought to say, time with Reb Lezer, that Reb Lezer says, if you're mafresh in a cave for an oila, and it gives birth, you could bring the vlad for carbon oil. I would have thought to say, time with the Reb Lezer, Lav Mishrum the shame oila alimoy. Not because it's chal shame oila alimoy. Elamishum the chazi vlad lakrova stam the mitzias the vlad right now is a zocher and a zocher is fit to be brought for korban stam not because the mother also had a shem oiler on it. If so, v'hai nami here also when you're mafresh in a keva for korban oshem and then it gives birth to a zocher hochazi lakrova the zocher is fit for krova. So I would have thought to say he could bring it. Kamash will know that he can't bring it. That's why I need Rabbi Yosef Klinger to say, according to Reb Lezer, the vlad of an oshem you can't bring. For the Maryoch, if so, Adamash Malon, Diyein B'no Korav Oshem. What do you have to teach me now that the kid is not caught for an oshem? Nishaminan Diyein B'no Korav Oilo. You should have said a chidish that the B'no is not brought for Korban Oilo over here. There's this oshem that when you're mafresh in a cave for an oshem, you should have told me that the kid is not brought for Korban Oilo. And if who I didn't, I would have thought the same thing, Li Oshem. Sumar says no. No, the chiddush is tam that this kid can't be brought for korban since the mother doesn't have a shame korban on it. So Mor says no. Yashmin, if we would just taught us oilam that the kid cannot be brought for korban oila, have a minute. I would have thought to say oilahu deloy korva deloy akdash sheli ima kedusha ubra kedusha period. That when you since you only makdish the mother for oshem, so you never spoke out it should be for an oila. So that's why you can't bring the vlad right now for an oila. Aval oshem, aim of vlad korv oshem, kamash malon. But if you want to bring it for a korban oshem, maybe that you could. Because since you meant to be makdish the mother for a korban oshem, maybe you would be. Rashi says, the Shita says, aval oshem, kivon diakdish alim, eli oshem, aim of, maybe you would be good. So that's what teach me now, that even to be brought for korban oshem, also it's no good. And that's the aside, because Reb Lezer only says you can bring the vlad if the mother has a shame on it. With our oila, with the mother has a shame oila on it. But here where it's not chal a shame oshem on the mother, so even the vlad cannot be brought. Now the Mishnah says, ha-mafresh nekeva li-yoshem, you set aside a nekeva for korban oshem, so it's not chal, because it's only a zocha, not a nekeva. So then it's tiro, not to let it pasture in the fields, Achit is stove until it becomes a bamum. V'timchon you sell it. V'yavi v'deme oshem. With the money you buy a korban oshem. V'yim korv, ashamoy. Let's say you bring it for an oshem. you made a mistake, you brought this nekeba for an osham, is yipodomo v'nadova, still the mice, so you have to throw the money, the value of it, into the nadovis. Yeah. Rav Shimon Omer, Timoche Shleibemur. Shimon Ogden says, no, if you matkish in a keva, for an oshavil does not chalak duches aguf at all, it's only right away, only chalak duches damim. And therefore, yield, you can sell it the way it is right now. Timoche, you can sell it the way it is right now, even without a mum. So Tanakama holds that if you matkish this in a keva, for an oshavil, it's chalak duches aguf on it. And you have to wait till it becomes a balmum, and then you can sell it, and with the money you bring a korban oshavil. Yeah. But Shimon holds no, that Timoche Shleibemum. Samara says, Velomali Tistoye Vetimchor, what do you have to have this for? What's found in Tanakama? That you have to wait till it comes about Mum first. Kivun Lechazi Lemilsei, since it's not fit for the Korban, you set aside this Nekeba for Korban Oshim, and it's not fit. A Nekeba can't be brought. If it's so Haini Mum, that should be a big Mum. So you should be able to be proud of it right now. Even if you want to say it should be Chalak Ducha Zaguf. But if it's supposed to be a zocher and it came out to be in a keva, like the mokam and a keva, it's called like a balmum. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, no. Haino time of the Amrinim. This is the reason we say migu denach lekedushas damim. True, lechatchilas like only starts kedushas damim is chal on this. But once it's chal kedushas damim, right away nachta nam kedushas aguf is chal kedushas aguf on it. So Rashi says lohom milsa the boimum. What is the chal kedushas aguf? Not that you can be makrif for a korban, it's not fit for a korban. The chalak dusha zaguf at least, that you have to wait till a mum comes, then you can be part of it. Omar Rabbis says, we have a proof, that hikdish zochor l'domov, if somebody's makdish zochor for its value, is kodesh dusha zaguf. It's automatically chalak dusha zaguf. We say amigo, that even though you only want the dusha zdomim to be chal, but once it's chalak dusha zdomim, we hold, automatically it's chalak dusha zaguf. And it moved out like this. Higdish zoch ladomov. If somebody's makdish a zochor for his domim, that's all, a kuch is domim. So Rav Kana Roma, kodesh kuch is a guf. Yet, chalak kuch is a guf. Rav Roma, no, ain't a kodesh kuch is a guf. It's not chalak kuch is a guf. And we heard that they rovel at Rav Kana, with Rav Yudam a Rav. He also was chayza. What Rav first says, not chalak kuch is a guf. But Rav was chayza to Rav Kana. Rav Kana's right, with Rav Yudam a Rav, like we said before, that he holds, yes, he holds this sorrow that migu, once it's chal on the behem matam, agdushas domim, and it really is fit to be agdushas aguf, automatically the agdushas nispashet on it, and it becomes agdushas aguf. Then the Mishnah says, if Shimon Oimer know that Timochas Shlebimum, he holds this nekeva, you can sell the way it is now, it's not chal agdushas aguf on it. So Rav Chiya Bar Avin, Omale Rav Chiya Bar Avin, Rav Yechanan, migu denachti legdushas domim, techas lenam agdushas aguf. How could Rav Shimon say this nekeva? You could redeem the way it is right now before it becomes a balmum, as if to say there's no kedusha zaguf chal on it. Why not? Even though it's not fit for korban oshem, but like it's only kedusha damim, but say this migu, once it is chal, it should be chal completely. Enough to say you have to wait till a balmum comes to be part of it. Omlei said back to him, Rabbi Shimon, the time Rav Shimon goes to his own town, the yom that he says, komidid lechazne legufei, any behemoth that's not fit for itself to be brought for korban, like here this nekeva, it's not fit to be brought for korban oshem. Le'nach le'kedushas aguf is not chal le'kedushas aguf on it. Titani will learn like this: oshem ben shana. An oshem is supposed to be an oshem only 1 year old or less. Ve'eviyu ben shteim, and by mistake for that oshem he brought 1 2 years old. Or else the opposite way. For certain chet is supposed to be davka ben shteim, 2 years old. Rashi says oshem ben shana. That's a nozir oshem nozir mitzayra. They say only 1 year old. Another Ashamas is even supposed to be brought 2 years old. He's supposed to be born 2 years old. Vevi ben Shona, so Kshayra, it's like a kosher. Just loyola Laban Mashum Chayv, you weren't Yaitzi Yachayv, but it's a kosher carbon. Rabbi Shimon Aymano, Kolatzman and the Kadoshin, they're not Kaddish at all. And therefore, it's not, you can't bring it at all. So you see, Rabbi Shimon holds, Rashi says, Kolatzman and Kadoshin Iker, Kol Iker and the Kadoshin, it's not Chadu Kadusha at all. You see why? Because it's not fit for its din, and we don't say since a kedusha is dumb mischal, it's automatically chal kedusha zaguf. We don't say that. So that's the Shimon Shita, that if it's not fit for korban, it's not chal kedusha zaguf. For the Gemara, I have a remechusa zman. If you makdish a baby before it's 8 days old, Tloichos is not fit for korban. And the Yom Rav Shimon, the Kaddish, there he holds you could be makdish even before there's none. So where it says no, shanim chuzes man, there it's different. The chazil lemocher, that you want to be makdish at the 8th by night. So there the pshat is, even though you makdish at night, and at night time is not fit for korban, but I call upon him tomorrow by day would be fit. So that's not a chsarin. For the mihochi, if so, oshom ben shtaim, you're supposed to bring an oshom as 2 years old. Baby ben shon, you bring one that's only 1 year old. Hochazil leshana. So why don't you say the Kedusha is chal on it, because it's fit to wait till next year and bring it next year. So according to Hashem, you say Mechus Zman is not a problem, so why isn't the Kedusha chal upon this Oshem then? Does a one-year-old Oshem be makdish it now and bring it next year when it becomes 2 years old? Ela rather hang the time with Rabbi Shimon. The Mechus Zman, the Yalef Lemi Bechor. We learned it out from the expression of Zeras HaKosev from Bechor. The Tanya learned like this, Rabbi Shimon ben Yudu Aymer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, name of Rabbi Shimon, that Mechus Zman nichnas adil l'saser. Even though the behemoth is less than 8 days old, they could go into the deer to make ma'aseh behema, to take out 1/10 from it. For Rehu ka b'chor, the same loch like a b'chor. That ma b'chor, kodesh of lein zman, is just like a b'chor. It has kedusha as soon as it comes out of the mother's stomach, out of the rechem, even though it's not 8 days old. So you see, a b'chor could have its kedusha, even though it's not fit, fa'krova. The korov liachas manai. Then when it becomes 8 days old, you can bring it for korban. Is af mechus zman, the same thing applies by mechus zman also. If you mark the shit now before it's 8 days old, kodesh lefnei zmanoi, the kedusha could be chal even though before it's 8 days old. The korov liyachas zman, and it's brought after the zman. But the special gzeras hakosav here only if you mark the shit before it's 8 days old, then the kedusha is chal. Venech nami, where the animal is supposed to be 2 years old, and you mark the shit when it was 1 year old, yet there's no gzeras hakosav. So here, Shimon holds that since right now it's not fit for the korban oshem, it's not chal kedusha. You're holding the Avchof from Ralef here. Let's go just with Tana Rabbanan. Ha maktish nikeva l'olosai. If somebody's maktish nikeva for his korban oilo, so a nikeva is not kosher for an oilo.